Hey, it's Tim O'Halleck, Prime League Podcast. Sorry I missed you. Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, this is the former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. My good friend, Howie Feltenbush, he tells me you won't leave him alone. Now go! Leave him alone! Fuck the commish! Who is the commish anyway? Some puny little bald man. He has to sneak around to be the commish. Not me. I do what I want. Tell the commish. Tell him I said fuck you. Stupid Prime League podcast. What is a podcast anyway? You know, when I was pumping iron in the 70s, we didn't call it a podcast. We called it hangout. We're in a stupid podcast. Bullshit. Go now. Go. Yes, tell the commissioner, go now. Get a pair of balls. Stop fucking with my friend, Howie Feltenbush. Get off of the podcast now. Go.
740 Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time as they face off in the league. How New Guinea Prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back or receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker, the defense that grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like
this ball mine.
Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Sestito, huh? Team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Never Berry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Fantasy football team versus Teamy McTeam face.
Primetime.
Yeah. This thing right here. Letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish for the look.
And good November, my brethren. Thank you for joining us yet again as we attempt to serenade your ears with what could be used as a deadly weapon. A sexy, girthy weapon. Our deep voices, joined of course by the Prime Minister, I mean the commish of the Papua New Guinea Prime League and owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain.
Welcome in.
There we go.
Sorry, it was like stuck.
Assistant commish, owner of the Member Berries, Jason Ryan. With no other title other than owner of the fantasy football team, my name is Tim O'Halleck.
Man, what is going on with these people here today? They're just not working.
We'll get it figured.
They're failing.
We are here to bring you episode 17 of the Prime League Podcast. Gentlemen, I ask you, what did Terrence Turkey surprise you guys with in your pillows on Thanksgiving Eve?
Terrence Turkey?
Yeah, like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, the Sandman, Terrence Turkey.
I'll let that go. I'll give you that one. My team absolutely shit in the bed and kicking it out with their feet while they were very clearly asleep on the field was pretty surprising. Outside of that, I'd say the firing of first year head coach Frank Wright in Carolina was pretty surprising. That's really what tipped the scales for me this week.
Yeah, Carolina's just this what's his name, David Tepper. He's really running that franchise into the ground fairly quickly.
Hey, listen, I'm not a huge fan of Reich by any means, but you got to give somebody a chance. What does that say for old boy there, young there, quarterback? What does he got, like three more games before they kick him to the curb?
Just out there firing everywhere. It just seems like he's too involved in the team. He's probably down there. Yeah, he's probably down there, you know, giving Frank Wright the old 1-2 every day and not letting the coaches do their job.
Before we get into everything officially, though, it is birthday week, gentlemen. Here in the Papua New Guinea Prime League, every November we have four consecutive birthdays. So first off, I want to say happiest birthdays to Bryce. His birthday was Monday, November 27th. Myself, my birthday was yesterday, November 28th. Our Lady of the Evening, Remy, his birthday is today. And tomorrow, when this episode is available, we will say happy birthday to Wone. So four consecutive birthdays.
Wone and only.
Wone.
All right. Thank you, Mr. McCartney. Okay.
Odds of that, though? That's wild.
It is.
We have 12 members. Four of them of our members have birthdays right next to each other.
A string of birthdays.
May as well. We have three right there.
Yeah. Three birthdays in May, three in November. A couple of strings that, I mean, the best string since the G, if you ask me.
solid point. Never thought of it like that. I'll never forget it.
Oh God, I'm hitting too much shit right now, and I'm not hitting enough weed. So we will get into the weed here in just a few moments whenever somebody else takes over talking for a few minutes. But before we do that, also, we are on Spotify, we are on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast from, just search Prime League Podcast. You can also search all of our names. Jason is now available to search, so you can find us if you search Jason's name, my name, the commish's name, type in something, Prime League Podcast, you'll find us. We are available wherever you get your podcast from. We're also on the socials there, commish.
Yep, we're over here on Twitter/X, at Prime League Pod, at Prime League Pod. Drop us a line and we'll get back to you.
Speaking of where we're available, Spotify just came out with their year in review that they give out to all their listeners to see who you listen to the most. And I really expect that a lot of you that were in your top 10.
Yeah.
I expect it.
Absolutely.
If we're not, I'm disappointed.
I want to send a shout out to Mike. He said that he is a top 16% fan. We're looking at it right now. He listened for 720 minutes. I believe we have more material out there, Mike. So, you know, you got to do this weekend. Also, Vince talking back with Carolina firing their head coach. They said he's going to hire Matt Canada as their head coach. So, ooh. Yeah.
Spicy.
Oh, Canada. And according to the notes, the trade deadline is Black Friday at 3 a.m. So.
Yeah, so be prepared. Black Friday, 3 a.m. Don't forget. Trade deadline.
Sorry, that one must have escaped me.
Sorry. Dude, it happens all the time, especially when you copy and paste. I promise you that. But don't forget.
You're going to have to update the old show doc template tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah. Later on, we will trash. We
should put that in our notes now.
Let's do it. Trash the commish. Okay, no, that's all right. We will trash the commish, so don't forget to submit your trash to either Jay or myself. We will rate it. We will read your disgust for the commish for the whole world to hear. The King of the Hill getting spicy. We'll give you the latest updates of that. Masters and Disasters, take and bake picks. But first, let's have a look at the week that was, shall we?
Weekly review.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so week 12 is history. Shane wrote in here a lot of things that were saying bad things about week 12 in our fantasy league. I think week 12 was just fine. I'm not going to say what Shane wrote as week 12 because he's just a little salty that he lost yet again. So I'm just going to skip over Shane's notes and do my own intro. This week was great. It was refreshing. I caught a win. The commish has been put down in his place a little bit, even though he tried to slip in these notes. But Tim, let's take us give us a hint of the rest of the games of the week.
All right. I didn't proofread any of this, so unfortunately, if the commish left any funny notes for me to read, I will read them. Okay, the 7-5. The 7-5 Sanford Waddle Rockets imploded at takeoff as the team manager later admitted he unknowingly installed the engines upside down and backwards. Team Sestito, who originally only intended on being a spectator, ended up walking away with his third win of the season. 112-110, the smallest margin of victory, 2 points. The now 6-6 Spider-Man Parts showed up in a big way against the 7-5 Teamy McTeam face, 135-92, the Prime League Podcast upset of the week. The 4-8 Member Berries, blah, 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 to 2-10. The 2-10 Comeback Kids, 121-107. Top of the charts, still the 10-2 fantasy football team felt the heat this week, but caught another win against the 4-8 Clam Wallet Scavengers, 146-130. The 9-3 Let It Rain did exactly that this week, dropping almost 200 points in fantasy against the 5-7 Rocky Balboas, 189-90. That was the highest point total at 279. Also the largest margin of victory of 99 points. Yes, that's 9, followed by one more 9. And the Grateful Zeds moved to 7-5 now against the now 8-4 Tama Jama, 157-117. The Papua New Guinea Prime League Podcast game of the week. Sean?
Yeah, we had a lot of crazy games this week. I think it was an awesome week all around, even though I did kind of set you up there to talk trash on to begin with, Jay.
You did, and you know what? I'll read it just for our listeners. No one else really believes this, but Shane believes this week was smelly, slimy, despicable trash that was eaten up and discarded alongside the holiday scraps. While it is quite the great write up, again he's just a little salty that he lost, and we all understand. I've been there more than most.
100%. Yeah, I was especially when I did this yesterday. I was a little bit more down yesterday than I am today. I'm feeling actually pretty positive today, so still have some hopes for this season. But that being said, let's get into the waiver review. Go over the free agent acquisitions first, and this was starting with after last Wednesday, so Wednesday night moving into Thursday. Let It Rain dropped Elijah Mitchell. Spider-Man Parts dropped Deshaun Watson, added Geno Smith, and then Spider-Man Parts also dropped Tyler Higbee and added Tyler Boyd. I bet you that stings. Higbee went on to score 2 touchdowns this weekend.
His only touchdowns this year.
Yeah, hasn't scored all year. I mean, you can't blame Matt for doing that, and I'd have kicked him a long time ago. So not saying that, just definitely stings watching him do that after you let him go. But and then I added Jonnu Smith. Then the waivers and bids for this week. So now we're talking money. We have Rocky Balboa dropped Michael Gallup, added Penny Kickett for $10. Kenny Pickett, sorry. For $10. And then dropped the Broncos D for the Bucks D for $0. Teamy McTeamface dropped Dalvin Cook. Wow, it's getting close to Amari DeMarcado levels.
It is. With Dalvin Cook. it's kind of like Star Wars versus Star Trek right now.
It really is. Oh, that's good shit. But he added the Rams D for $6, as well as dropped Jaleel McLaughlin for Jawan Johnson, and Wayne is extremely pissed off about that. Let It Rain added the Falcons defense while dropping Marvin Mims Jr., which very surprising there. It might be a stash. Hey, if I had space on my bench, I'll tell everybody right now, I'd have him on there. And that was $1 on that transaction. Grateful Zed has dropped Latavius Murray and added Elijah Mitchell for some backup there, just in case McCaffrey goes down. He's trying to snipe that backup spot from Vince. And then I added Matt Gay and dropped Matt Amendola after he sucked it up on Sunday. Sucked it up is putting it nicely.
Honestly, though.
And then finally, the trades. Well, the deadline passed without even the smallest whimper, with the exception of maybe Jason, who still hasn't completely come to terms with Jeff's rejections. Not unlike a schoolboy who just took his shot and failed at a junior high school dance.
I haven't. I'm still not over it. And when Jeff, when you get booted out of the playoffs early, you have only yourself to blame.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on!
Let's get this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to Geeter or disaster?
Geeters, heaters. Week 12, week 13. What we got, boys?
All right. So my master this week, Patty F, the Muth, Big P, Planet Fitness, Pat Fryermuth showed up this week. First play of the game, he had a 20-plus yard reception, and he never slowed down from there, finishing with 9 receptions in his first career 100-yard game, sitting at 120 yards at the end. The P-man showing he has no signs of the Swifty with that performance. Opening up the middle of the field with the new offensive coordinator will only help his numbers, as we saw this weekend. Captain Muth was accounted for a quarter of the total yards by the Steelers, earning a new nickname, Master P.
Captain Muth.
They just kept coming and coming. He's like me. He's got multiple nicknames.
Master P.
All right, so the disaster for this week, part of this is just me owning up to a mistake last week in my selection for Master, who I thought was going to be a master performance this week. I thought he would come out with a new offensive coordinator and dominate a little bit more. The rest of the team showed up and put up 400 yards, but Jaylen Warren disappeared. 13 carries, 49 yards, 3 receptions for 13 yards with a lost fumble, bringing his total to 6 points in a game where the Steelers had their best offensive production in 59 games. For Jaylen Warren to only have 6 points in that kind of effort is a little bit disappointing. Maybe he had a special deal with Canada. It's hard to say. What we do know is this is one of his worst performances, coming off a 22-point week last week against a much better defense in Cleveland. Just another player letting me down when I try to put faith in him. It's pretty typical. So, Jaylen Warren, my pick as master, ended up as a disaster. This week, Kenny Pickett, and I know, there's no way Kenny Pickett has a master performance. But in terms of Kenny Pickett's statistics, I think he can blow it out of the water compared to himself. I think he'll have one of the best games of his career and year, with right around 300 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. While this is somewhat of an average stat for a solid quarterback, these kind of numbers are unheard of for Pickett, who has only thrown 2 touchdowns in the game once and had 300 yards passing once. So if he can pull it off in Arizona, it would truly be a masterful performance by his standards, and only his standards. I see him passing all over the Grateful Zeds. I mean, the Cardinals this week.
So, we're grading on a curve now, dude.
Well, you know, we can't.
It's not a masterful performance unless you hold it up against his previous performances.
Well, hey, listen. You know, I was starting to think some of these mediocre players, they're just out there never getting mentioned. You know, it's time to do some good, just like what I tried to do with Amari. Fair enough. He was just getting tossed around. Kenny Pickett, you know, he's never going to be a superstar. Kenny Pickett's just going to be average at best. If he throws for 300 yards and gets 2 touchdowns, that's master by Kenny Pickett in terms of Kenny Pickett. So I think he can do it, and I think it'll be a masterful performance if he does. Disaster, Deebo Samuel. Real tough matchup this week against Philly. I look forward to be a slugfest where the defenses will be the stars of the game. He has been looking good lately with 2 touchdowns in the last 3 games and a combined 55 fantasy points. But I think Philly tries to take him out of the equation. They will be expecting the surprise runs by Samuel that's been getting him the touchdowns as of late. And Philly does have an extremely fast defense that will be able to keep up with him. They do have a score to settle in this potential NFC Championship game warm-up. And as of right now, the weather is going to be chilly and raining Sunday in Philly. Just another reason why I think the defenses will decide the game. The Grateful Zeds, I mean Deebo Samuel, is bound to have a bad game this week. and the quote-unquote mistakes I made there will all be explained later.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, that's what I was getting. That's what I was getting ready to ask. All right. Week 12 for me. All right, my master. Talk about a surprise this year with Nico. The Texans, as a whole, have been surprising all year, of course, with incredible rookie play from Stroud and Dell, bringing previously thought players back from the dead like Singletary, even if for only a few weeks. But to me, the most surprising is the play that Collins has been producing week in and week out. He led the receiving corps on Sunday, even beating out my guy, Tank Dell, with 7 receptions on 9 targets for 104 yards and 1 TD. He's wide receiver 17 on the season at this point, and that is including a missed game and 3 single-digit outings. Not bad, not bad at all for a 14th-round draft pick from old Jimbo. Nico Collins, my master for week 12. Disaster. Matt Amendola. And this will only take me a second here.
Oh, my goodness. Play. What is happening?
Do it again, Shane. Well, do it again, Shane.
That was prime. That was perfect. That's not unlike his performance on Sunday.
The sounds are real bad.
Let's talk this, though. 3 for 6. Only one of those completions above 40 yards. 9 for 9 on extra points. He's an extra point machine, but those are his stats for 2023. He's missed 2 field goals on Sunday and ended with 1 fantasy point total on the week. Cost me a game I lost by 2, cost Houston a game they lost by a missed field goal, and if the Texans are smart, it just cost him his job. Matt Amendola, disaster, absolutely, week 12.
Another thing it cost is the over in that game that I had picked. Real farting it up. He hits that field goal, they go into overtime, and the over is a lock.
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. That was the second missed field goal that day. I don't even want to get into it.
Oh, my God. That was – now, we'll get into it more later, Jay, but that was – I text you. I think just you by – or no, I can't remember if I text you in the group or whatever. Group. But it's like, of course. Of course it hits the freaking crossbar. You know,
mm-hmm. I mean, Jay's pick. It, a foot. It only needed another foot to get across.
It needed 3 inches. That's all right. Week 13, master. If anyone was actually listening during our fantasy draft, you may remember me saying something along the lines of, I will never have Mike Evans on my team. And it would appear that, at the very least, he was listening. He's now number 9 on the season at wide receiver in fantasy to this point thus far, and has only posted single-digit points in 2 games, both coming earlier this year when his quarterback was dealing with injuries. Last week, he put up 25 points on the line of 6 for 70 and 2. This Sunday, he gets a weak Carolina defense to contest, and I think he prevails once again. Mike Evans, as much as it hurts to say, week 13 master. Disaster this week. Ooh. Judging purely by his stats, Stafford is back. He torched Arizona using mainly his tight ends, going 25 for 33 for 229 yards and 4 tutties. And we already talked about how he went straight to Higbee. But just in case you weren't listening, that was against Arizona. This week he faces the number 1 pass defense in the league, the Cleveland Brownies. For reference, he faced Pitt in week 7, put up 17 points. Dallas in week 8, put up 14 points. Seattle in week 11, only put up 13. I would be surprised if he eclipses 14 fantasy points on Sunday in week 13. My disaster, Matthew Stafford.
All right. Thank you, Kamish. Last week, my master, his team was and continues to be in a downward spiral with so much hope surrounding the Buffalo Bills this season. And what we have seen over the past few weeks, record-wise, it's actually absolutely unacceptable for Bills Mafia. 2-4 in the last 6 games. But Josh Allen has came out. He balled out last week, 339 yards passing, 4 total touchdowns, 46 fantasy points. And he is my week 12 master. And I will point out, I was wrong also about my master last week. I said Stephon Diggs again in back-to-back weeks. And he came out. He did pretty well. He had like 76, 75 yards receiving, something like that, and a touchdown. So he put up. He had a pretty good game. So, but the thing is, the Bills lost though again in a horrible way. But the Eagles, at the same time, This has been a trend over the past few weeks. We'll get into that a little bit later. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Disaster. This team's offense has been the laughingstock of the NFL over the last season, with a dud after dud at running back and a big steamy dud at quarterback. They did have one speck of polished excrement that has tantalized fantasy owners all season long. After revitalizing a solid career with the Minnesota Vikings, I'm talking about wide receiver Adam Thielen, found his way onto this Carolina's team this offseason, where he's put up respectable numbers, actually. His top performance, his top performances, talking fantasy-wise, coming, he had 20 points 1 week, 27, 28, even 31 points going back a couple of weeks. But last week, guys, last week, he was succumbed by the Panther curse. One catch on three targets, 2 yards, one fantasy point, my week 12 disaster. This week, my master, my week 13 master along is another player who has revitalized their career, kind of. Although his team has lost 6 of their last 7 games, this team continues to battle and currently remains just 1 game out of first place, gentlemen, as you guys can only see my finger in the side of my head right now. We're talking about, of course, Big Dick Baker, quarterback of the Tampa Baker Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield. He has weapons on this team that he's just now figuring out how to use, and his team a very favorable matchup against the trash 1-10 Carolina Panthers, as we talked about already. Sure, their pass defense is ranked 5th in the NFL, but someone once said, summer's over. Baker Mayfield, my week 13 master. And my disaster this week, gonna surprise you guys. Yes, he is one of the best in the game. Yes, he has made defenses hurt all season long. Yes, his offense is one of the most unique and effective offenses we've ever seen. Yes, he is quarterback on one of the best teams in football right now. Of course, I am talking about Jalen Hurts. Eagles have trailed late in 3 of the last 4 games, and the 49ers come in Sunday, and if you do that, you start the same way against the 49ers you have started the past couple of weeks. The 49ers are going to make it hurt. They're going to feel that Jalen Hurts dick, and they're going to pound every minute of it, every inch of it, up into their chest, and Jalen Hurts is going to have a hurt chest with a dick deep inside of it, and that dick is his own.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to have a battered, beaten dick deep inside of his own chest, and it's going to be his own. And he will take claim to my week 13 disaster pick. Jalen,
that was written so much more elegantly than you went over
it. Listen, I'm... See these? See my receipts here?
My receipts. I love this motherfucker.
All we know is there's going to be some dicks and chests.
And they're all battered and beaten.
Just and bruised. And bruised. Whose dick will be in whose chest? It's unclear.
It's up in the air, but we all know Jalen's be hurting on Sunday.
Oh, God, man.
I love it.
All right, let's get this back in front of me now. Here we go. Oh, it's time for this, isn't it? Oh. Ooh.
King of the Hill. 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 King of the Hill.
All right. Round 13 of King of the Hill. God damn. I feel like we just did the draft. I feel like Jason just had a chance. I feel like that was just a few episodes ago. Regardless, with a win for myself and Tim this past weekend. We inch closer and closer to a week 14 showdown. My record is currently 11-2. Tim, you're 10-3. Jason, you are sitting at 5-8. J J-Bone, starting with you this week. Let's go over who you picked last week and what you got going on this week.
Right. Last week, I picked Wayne over myself, and that worked exactly as I said it would, exactly as I was thinking. Gave myself an actual fantasy win, but a losing King of the Hill. But I'll take it. I was already out of the running in the King of the Hill, so it was worth the risk, and that risk has paid off valiantly. So this week, to tie in with my Masters in Disasters, I have Vince taking over Zach. The Rocky Balboa is beating the Grateful Zeds.
Ooh, okay. I like it. That's very surprising to me.
I've moved away. Let me know when it's my turn.
So at this point, it was down to a pick of fruition. I had to either pick Vince or you. I'm saving you for next week, so pick Vince.
Fair enough. I'd do the same exact thing. Look at Tim's face.
I just realized something.
What?
I'm looking ahead, Shane. You know what?
Well, everybody's surprised when they do something new, Tim.
I didn't pick Shane this week because I expect him to beat you, Tim. Or I expect you to beat him.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. That's why. I'm looking at Shane. Do the same thing. Shane's remaining pick after this week. You know who it is, Jay?
Me.
Yeah. You know who you play?
Don't. You.
You play me.
Is it you?
Swami, baby. Swami.
You already used your Swami.
Too bad I can't. Too bad I can't pick you as well, because I'd pick you.
All right, let me get back to my shit right here.
This is great.
Last week, I picked Jason over Wayne. Thank you, Jason. And this week, I'm going Matt over Wone. Matt over Wone. Bottle Wone.
And I do just want to say you both are welcome for the win in King of the Hill. I granted you that by picking against myself.
Oh, man. So what's the record?
Had I picked myself, we would have all lost.
Dude, yeah, I'm really happy you did that, actually, now that we think back on it.
Okay, so Shane here, at this point, you can't lose. We can only tie. That's the best that I could do. That's the worst you could do is tie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So we're looking at, that's what I was saying, the showdown for week 14. I, last week, also took Jason, of course, so I won.
We have to have a tiebreaker if we do get that far.
We can do that. We can draw it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I dig it.
I don't want to.
Ooh, what about a classic game of what do you guys call it? Tough enough?
Toughness.
Well, you already win, Tim. I'm good. Didn't want to do it then when I was young and dumb. Don't want to do it now when I'm old and dumb. I'm good.
You got nothing to lose, Shane. You got nothing to lose. Well,
that's true. I guess that's true.
There can be no permanent damage anymore.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, Tuesday, mine is 6 days away.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I was getting ready. I was talking to Tay about it earlier. I was like, I got to hit set a reminder to hit up Jay soon and see how it went.
I'm scared. I'm nervous.
Nothing to be scared about, dude. You'll be done now. They're in 20 minutes, and you got two days of real pain, and after that, it's just going to be discomfort.
But I'm afraid of the localized numbing and what it takes to get there first.
The best part.
The shots?
The best part was it's nothing, dude. It's going to have, that's all nothing.
Oh, man.
The best part is the stuff they put you on while they're doing it. That was the best high I've had in 15 years.
Oh.
All right. Let's get back to this.
My
pick for this week is also the same as yours, Tim. So Matt over Wayne. I mean, Wayne could really stun us this week, and I would love nothing more for that to happen for my actual fantasy purposes, but that's not going to happen. So I had to take Matt over Wayne.
Yeah, you're looking at it right now, Sean. We never discussed that earlier.
I figured we would talk about it at some point here.
Yeah, right now, you are up against clinging me.
I got you and Jeff left. On the schedule for me. Matt has what I would consider an easier course, and especially this week. I don't know who he plays in week 14. Do you have that up?
Jimmy.
Tim? Jimbo? So
I believe he's got two Jimmy, worst teams in the league. Sure.
But Jimbo is on the upswing. He gave you a run for your money, and he just obviously just beat me. So, I mean.
I even texted you the other day and said, when did Jimmy's team, when does Jimmy's team become a threat? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
We've been trashing his team all season, then all of a sudden, here he is. He's real good.
We'll have to line it back up, but I think his team started to make a little noise after he came on the podcast.
They must have been listening to.
I'll tell you what, he has a player or two from Houston, which kind of surprised a lot of people. And Singletary, I believe, right? He's a running back for Houston. He's on his team. He's actually done pretty decently this year. So, and what's the other guy?
That's what I was saying earlier.
What's the Nico dude he has on his team? Is he from Houston?
Nico Collins. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Graham.
He was my master. Was Nico today? He's been a huge surprise this year. I mean, he hasn't done anything since he's been in the league. I mean, he's been. Okay, I guess enough to still be in the league, but now he's here with Stroud, and Stroud's like, "Hey, man, I'm going to use you," and he's putting up 20-point games on the regular. He's got a few single-digit games. He's got a few 15, 14, 16-point games, but he's putting up some legitimate numbers this year. It's super surprising.
So as it stands right now, the commish is 7-5, and he's riding a 2-game losing streak. Spider-Man parts
first two are
1 game behind at 6-6. And as we mentioned already, Spider-Man Parts, their path to the playoffs runs through Wayne and it runs through Jimmy, whereas the Sanford Waddle Rockets right now it's through the fantasy football team, 10-2. And then who's the final game?
Jeff.
And then Jeff at 7-5 right now.
Really strong team.
Yeah.
And Jeff just had his down week. So, law of numbers, he ain't going to have another one until, earliest expected would be round one or two of the playoffs if you're looking at just the averages.
Yeah.
So, he's looking to put up some points the next 2 weeks. And we already know you are, Tim, because you haven't had a bad game all year. So, I got to have some people show up. I got to make the right choices, and I got to have people show up the next 2 weeks. I got to win at least one of these games to get into the playoffs with a guarantee. Outside of that, it's going to be up to the – it's going to be up to points four and the record after that with the random three.
So here's how it stands out right now. The Waddle Rockets win and the Spider-Man Parts loss clinches the division for the Waddle Rockets. That's it. A Waddle Rockets win and a Spider-Man Parts win. We come down to week 14. And if a Spider-Man Parts win and a Waddle Rockets lose,
that's a loss for me, right? A loss for me and a win from him puts us in the same. We're tied at that point.
You guys would be tied at 7-6. Yes. Yep. So it would come down to week 14. So
then it would come down to the final. Yeah,
anything
week,
else other than that first outcome?
Shane
comes
just
down
needs
week
14. One win.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I just gotta get a win from one of you guys.
Because he has far more points.
Yeah, unless Matt's team, you have 202 more points than Matt does.
Which is, that is the tiebreaker, right? Points.
Yeah, tiebreaker is points four.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get one win.
Chance it comes down to the same exact number for points four. It goes to divisional games.
Okay. Since we're looking at the standings right now, actually Let It Rain, another team that has clinched their clinched the playoff spot at 9-3, but that's still one of the toughest divisions. All the teams in that are still up for grabs for a playoff spot. The division goes to either Let It Rain or to Tama Jama, and Tama Jama still hasn't even clinched a playoff spot yet, so that just goes to show you how wide open that one is.
Exactly. Dude, everything is, outside of the top two, which is clearly going to be you and Mike.
Bryce is still in that contention, but yeah.
But and not to take anything away from Bryce, he's having a fucking great year. I mean, he's 8-4. He's the only one there at 8-4. Everybody else is at 7-5. That is actually really in contention. But not taking anything away from him. But it's so tight right now across the board between all of us. Like outside of you two, of course. I would say tier one, you and Mike, tier two, Bryce, tier three, all the 7-5s that, and include Matt in that too at 6-6.
I think. One other thing, there's some other teams that have clinched some things. Myself, Remy, Jimmy, and Wayne have all clinched a spot in the loser's bracket at this point.
Boo! I will say, though, that... what was I going to say? No, I don't even remember what I was going to say. Yeah, it's over. It's gone. Oh, no, Matt. I know what I was going to say. Matt's team. For as beaten up as his team has been, Matt's put it together, and he's been beat out on several waiver wires. I remember, especially one in particular lately, we both were going in on the Saints wide receiver. I forget what his name is. Just got hurt, but we were both going in on him, and I outbid him. You were outbidding on you outbid him on Ford.
Shahid,
yeah. And there was a couple other players also that he was outbid on, and he's still able to put it together, and he's at 6-6 right now, and he can win the division next couple of weeks.
I was gonna say Matt's been working hard this year. You can tell it. But also, like you said, I beat him out on Ford, but he had Chubb go down. He's had so much. There's a lot of good teams that are still in contention that have had a lot to deal with this year. I mean, there's a lot of teams that haven't been good this year as far as records are concerned. They had a lot to deal with. Jay, of course, who's had like 17 people on injury reserve this year, on and off. But it's been crazy this year. It's nice to see Matt like working hard and trying to get his team doing what he needs to do and making the right choice and things working out for him.
Yeah, Nick Chubb, Anthony Richardson, and Deshaun Watson before he parted ways with them, all season-ending injuries.
I think Deshaun on AR.
A solid candidate for team manager of the year.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We've been, without further ado, we've had somebody in the room with us just patiently waiting for us to introduce him. Humpy, how's it going, buddy?
Hey. I'm doing well. What happened tonight? No guests? You guys went, it came rather quickly. It feels like a short episode. No guests tonight?
We started a little early, and we had the original trio on tonight. No guests, no lineup.
Okay.
And now with you aboard, we have completed the throat.
Yeah.
The throat. Well, as you guys know, Humphreys Homes is a proud sponsor of the King of the Hill segment here on the Prime League podcast. If you are in need of a rockstar real estate agent for your buying, selling, building, or investing needs in Central or Eastern Ohio, reach out to me 24/7, 365. Interest rates are thankfully on the way down. So anybody that's following that, that's a great, great sign for my life and my ability to be able to continue to dress in drag on the weekends. So if you need to buy, sell, build, or invest, you're always just in time with Humphreys Homes at Redmond Realty. Tim, kick that mule.
Beak and take, man.
Tim just ran away. I don't know what the hell happened.
He's gone.
Humpy, you want to take this intro?
It's up to you. I didn't get the sheet, Shane. I didn't get the sheet.
That's okay. I was just asking if you want to do it. I got it. It's okay.
I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead. You're the master. Go ahead.
All right. Let's get a little toasty. We're going to review another set of half-baked takes. You know, we're going to waste our money so that you don't have to. Now, speaking to last week, we actually had a little bit of an upswing. Well, we did okay last week as well, but the weeks before that weren't great. So we went 4-5 with our takes, including the commission, his carefree two-teamer. Let's review and go over this week's takes.
The commission.
Man, I've been waiting to talk about this, baby. Shane, how do you feel after a successful two-teamer? Off the rip, you just closed your eyes. You were like, "Give me a team," and just called it. How's it feel? You turned your $5 into $24.95 that you can allocate this week towards as many bets as you want. How does that feel?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention, buddy.
Oh, Shane, you won your two teamer. You picked
it. I don't care.
Don't care. Oh, okay, I get it.
I don't care.
Listen, what do you mean? He's got to feel good. Come on.
No, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
Well, listen, keep that attitude because that's why you won. And I know that. I know exactly. Last week when I was prodding you,
caring, I'm going to lose. That's how it works.
And on your face, you just didn't want to. It's like when your kids, like when you're reprimanding your kid or you set them a timeout, and then you come in the room, they're like crying a little bit, and you're like, you want to watch Power? I'll put Power Rangers on. You want a snack? And they're like, no, but yes. Like it was that type of thing. So I can feel your desire to want to bet, and I know it feels good to win. So take it away. We're going to talk about last week's picks real quick.
Yeah.
Nice review.
Yeah. I'll go first. I took Stephon Diggs. Remember, he was my disaster pick last week. I took him under 75.5 yards receiving. He finished with 73, I believe it was. So that was a hit. That was one of my first hits in a while. And actually, real quick, I'll just
Timmy.
Yeah.
When you actually bet the line, was it 75.5?
Because
when we did it last week, it was 73.5. So if he only got 73, I mean, you won that by half a yard.
I don't remember what it was whenever I locked it in on the podcast, but whenever I went to put the bet in, it was at 75.5, so I just did under. Okay. I didn't even think to look back to double-check the number, but, yeah, I got it under 75.5, so it just hit. And I ended up 4-4 in my betting last week. I went with the commission's parlay. The line had shifted, and the over-under had shifted. But I went through and I readjusted them back to the commission's parlay. I won a little less money doing that, but I still hit the commission's parlay. So that's 2 for 2 right there. I took under.
Hell yeah.
I went against Jay's pick, and I took under 48 in the Houston and Jacksonville game and the missed field goal at the end.
Smart.
Did it work out?
It did.
Nice. Yeah. Jay, you got your formula, bro. You just think about your pick and then just take the opposite. You'd be undefeated right now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. So whatever I end up picking, it'll be opposite. So I'm here for you guys at this point.
And listen, my last pick on a whim, Monday Night Football, I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm going to look in there and I'm going to give a complete unbiased pick right now. Whatever I pick, whatever I think is going to cover or win, I'm going with the opposite, and I did that. And I thought Minnesota for sure against Chicago. Minnesota easily went with the opposite. Chicago plus 3 points, and they ended up coming out with a 12-10 win. So I was 4-for-4 right there. So just do the opposite. Make a hardcore, genuine decision, and then do the opposite. It worked for me this week.
I like it. Jay, you want to review yours real quick?
Yeah, so as Tim mentioned, I took the Houston-Jacksonville game over 48. And thanks to Danny Amendola sucking it up. And
not Danny? Able to pick.
Yeah, this Danny, right?
Maybe in 2008, it's Matt Amendola.
Well, either way, Amendola can't kick field goals.
No, he doesn't actually, you're right, doesn't deserve to have his name properly pronounced. Go ahead.
That's really all I needed is just for him to hit one of those missed field goals, and we would have went over. But naturally, the gods are against me this year. What is to happen is for me to lose. So it is what it is. I came to expect it. Tim has come to expect it as why he won. this week, I'm going with the Falcons-Jets game under 34. The Jets just are a terrible, terrible team. They really don't even deserve to be on a football field at this point unless Aaron Rodgers comes back. So I expect it to be a low-scoring game, especially in New York. So take the over.
Jay, real quick.
Was that 34 flat, Jay?
Yeah, 34.
Shane, sorry, real quick. I went back and checked, and you were right. I got it in at 73.5.
Okay, so you, skin of your teeth, like, yeah. That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, whoever they're paying to set that mark, that dude needs a lot more money, dude. Pay him way more money.
Dude, the more you bet, the more you see these spots are usually like real close one way or the other. They know what they're doing when they make the spots.
It's insane. It's freaking insane.
Which is probably one of the reasons why our
.5 on a prop bet. That's
wild.
Crazy.
That's wild.
That and half a yard is Tim took it from me, and that's why my field goal didn't go in.
Jay, not only does that field goal put you into the win category on your bets, that puts me into the win court category on my fantasy, and I don't have to give a fuck about Matt right
yeah.
now. I could just jerk off in the corner and not worry for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so Danny Amendola, Matt Amendola, Charles Amendola, whoever you are, you suck.
His name is Fuckhole Amendola, and we'll never talk about him again in this podcast.
Matt, and your butthole.
I wonder how Vinny's bets turned out. If Vinny's listening, feel free to shoot us a text. Let us know. I know he took a bunch of prop bets last week.
Oh, yeah, he took that giant parlay, yeah.
It was like a 5 or 8 leg parlay.
He had Montgomery for 2 touchdowns. That was the one that I was paying attention to. I don't know if Montgomery ended up with 2 touchdowns or not, but
I think it looks like Tim's doing some research right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna pull up the message. Somebody cross reference with what happened last week.
While he's doing that, Humpy, why don't you hit us with the FBR?
Yeah, last week I took I took the Saints minus 1.5 against the Falcons. Saints looked terrible. I didn't watch the game that closely, but I mean they didn't score a touchdown the whole game. It was all field goals. They scored a field goal in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. Just looked like statistically they couldn't get their shit together on offense, which is what I was worried about a little bit. But so I lost last week, breaking a 2-week win streak. That sucks. But I think for the Flake, Baked, and Rake lock of the week this week, I'm going to do something controversial and bet on the Steelers game, following in your footsteps, Kamish. I am going to take the Steelers minus 5.5 against the Cardinals. We all know Matt Canada got fired. The new offensive coordinator is breathing some new life into that offense. We're seeing some different play calls. Sounded like Kenny Pickett got a chance to go long a few times this past week. They're playing at home. They've got a good record at home, and the Cardinals have a terrible record on the road, I think, that I saw earlier. So I know it sucks, and I always lose my bet on the Steelers, but I'm taking the Steelers minus 5.5 against the Arizona Cardinals as your Baked, Raked, and Flaked lock of the week for the Prime League podcast.
Kenny Pickett with the average master performance this week. Lock it in.
I like it. So
250 yards passing, 2 touchdowns.
What'd you say, Shane?
The Steelers are going to lose this week miserably. Kenny Pickett's going to have his worst game. Everybody expects Najee Harris to put up 2 touchdowns. He's going to have 17 yards on the ground on 18 carries.
Yep.
And Kyler Murray's going to be like, guess what, bitches? It's week 3. I'm back. I'm ready to go. He's going to have 450 fantasy points, and Remy's going to destroy whoever he's playing.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about Captain Muth.
Master P? You talking about
Master P.
So Tim, you sent Vince's 5-legger in the chat here. It looks like he only missed on one of those bets.
I know the Jake Ferguson missed for sure, because I have him on my team and he didn't score a touchdown. I don't know if CD scored or if I know Laporta got it in the end. I think he was the first to score a touchdown.
Yeah, he brought it back this week with a tutty.
Yeah. Other than that, I know that Jake Ferguson lost, so I didn't go any deeper in the research.
He had a 5-teamer? Because didn't he have a – I thought it was a 7-teamer. Maybe
that
maybe
was it. That's maybe all. It was.
Didn't he have 2 people on there that were expected to get 2 touchdowns? McCaffrey and somebody else?
Yeah, McCaffrey and Montgomery. He had 2 touchdowns each.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
Laporta, Montgomery, 2 touchdowns. CD for a touchdown. Jake Ferguson for a touchdown.
Okay.
And that was a loss.
Well, let's talk about the one I'm most curious about. Shane, Kamish, what are we doing this week with that $24.96 you got sitting in your DraftKings account? Any games sticking out to you? Shane's girl defiant, acting like you can't hear me.
No, I heard you. That's not right. Nothing's registering. What are you talking about?
All right. All right. Here's what happened. Last week, I picked something for Shane, and he gave real quick his prediction.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and toss another game out there. I'm just going to scroll back and forth. Let me know. Just give me a stop, and I will, wherever my thumb is, I will shout it out.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
All right. Cleveland Browns at Los Angeles Rams. Cleveland is +3.5. The over is 40.
Cleveland is +3.5, and the over is 40. Go ahead.
I'll take the under and Cleveland.
At +3.5.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Cleveland's giving away 3.5. Yeah, Matt Stafford is going to break his dick or something.
Cleveland's getting
3.5.
Oh, yes, Cleveland still. Absolutely.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, right. So Cleveland and the under is your two-teamer?
Yep, under and Cleveland.
How much money are you putting on that out of your $24.96, Shane?
We didn't talk about this. I don't want nothing to do with this. I said I want nothing to do with this. You do whatever you want.
Shane.
I gave you what you wanted. This is as much as you're going to get.
Okay, guys, listen, as the board members of
you guys do Shane's
fund, the commission's fund here, what do you guys think? Do we let the tide roll all the way with that one, or do we keep a little bit in the reserves to
no, we keep it
just as a safety net?
Let's keep it in the reserves. And if, let's keep it in the reserves. So $5 again. Let's roll $5 again.
Yeah, do that. Do the
$5. I'm going to
save some shit.
I'm going to abstain from voting because whatever I say usually turns to trash, and I don't want to.
Jay, I'm going to speak on
anything. I don't want to corrupt this
during this segment.
I really, you know, it's going well for Shane. I'd rather not corrupt it.
Well, it's 1 week.
Okay, I respect that, Jay. There's a character in the movie Bronx Tale called Eddie Mush, and they wouldn't let Eddie Mush gamble. Like if they were at the horse track or throwing dice. They wouldn't let anytime Eddie Mush bet on something, it would lose. So like they would put big money on these horses, and then they would see Eddie Mush come out of the back with the same ticket, and they would just know that they had lost already. I'm going to call Jason Mush from now on.
Just call him Mush, dude. This is the best. Mush.
Add another nickname.
We have Captain Moose and Captain Mush.
Captain Mush. Oh, man. All right. So, Tim, I wouldn't even mind bumping it up a little bit. I mean, you want to just do the five or
no? Yeah, let's bump it up a little bit. I was going to say if he wins this week, then we bump it up next week to like maybe half of whatever the pot was. But I like bumping it up this week if he wins, since he won last week.
What do you think about 7.5, 750?
I like
on,
it
on that 50%
increase.
I'm 100% going to lose this week. But that being said, the Rams are paper tigers. Matthew Stafford is not what he used to be. They just played Arizona. That's not a real defense. They're going against the number one defense in the league this week. Nobody has faith in Cleveland's quarterbacks because they're all trash right now and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. I have faith in that defense, and I know that if they can get it down the ground with those running backs, it's dude, give me a fucking break.
Where are they playing?
Los Angeles.
They're playing in Los Angeles, which even more just like ammo for them to have people bet for Los Angeles. Get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Our good friend and friend of the podcast, Justin Biggs, is convinced that, or at least last time I talked to him about it, which was quite a while ago, many years, but pretty convinced that the NFL is rigged. What is your guys' opinion on that? I mean, given what we were talking about earlier with them predicting these spreads and stuff so closely, so thinly.
Didn't they release a script earlier this year or something like that?
That was last year, wasn't it? I saw that shit. It was crazy.
They're playing into it. The NFL is playing into it with their commercials since then. They're having all the different players on each team go over the script, and like the one guy gets to the point where he's talking about him getting injuries. Like, come on, guys! Like, what's going on here?
How accurate was it? Did anybody look into it after it?
I didn't go past here.
I remember glancing at it. I remember actually sent it to my sister or somebody. I texted it. A screenshot of it to him and was like, look at this crazy shit. It was like down to, it was exact. So I don't know if that was legit or I don't know what the case was behind that, but what do you guys think? NFL rigged or no?
I think it's too hard to rig rig it like this on this kind of level. I mean, I wouldn't be totally surprised if it is, but at the same time, that's a lot of work to rig. There's a lot of moving pieces here.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think
it's not impossible to trick them. Sorry, Timmy, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I think players are absolutely shaving points where they can when they need to, but I don't think that overall it is scripted. I think it'd just be way too difficult, and I don't think I think that if it were scripted, I think that we would know by now. I think that somebody would come out, because all the players, all the knuckleheads that go through the NFL, you know what I mean? Like, someone's going to slip up and be like, nah, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Or get convicted.
The players who are like, or not the players, but the people who are like taking care of, like, washing their dirty clothes and shit. Like, mm-hmm. They're going to hear stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
It would. Yeah, I agree.
They're not paying them enough to be quiet. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
individual outcomes of games, I would go as far as saying, yeah, I think that those are, that people are shaving points one way or another, whether they're, it's a coach maybe calling a wrong play or a player falling down before he hits a certain, you know what I mean? Something like that. I think that happens from time to time. I don't think it's a plague in the NFL, but I think that happens from time to time for sure.
Tim, you know what this is?
What
the hell is that? Oh, it's a trash can.
Well, we didn't even talk about our spreads yet.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm sorry. My bad. I don't have the sheet in front of me. I just walked in the
good.
Door.
It's all good. It's all good.
No, it's my fault. I never sent it to Humpy. We'll talk about it later.
I wouldn't have been able to pull it up any, dude. I, like, literally walked in, wrote my, wrote down my, my rake and take and hopped right on. So what are the spreads looking like? Any juicy lines sticking out to you guys? Anything that looks stupid? Anything that you're sure of?
Well, there's one thing that looks stupid to me, and I mean, I would be stupid and also just a dishonest human being if I didn't come out and say it after saying it for the last 4 or 5 weeks in a row. The spread between me and Tim is not high enough. It's at -22 right now, and it probably needs to be at like -32 or 33.
Yeah, I mean, considering the performances of both your teams over the past few weeks.
Yep. Yeah. That 180-point game I had 3-4 weeks ago is non-existent at this point. I mean, I've been putting up 130, 120, 112, so, and he's been putting up consistent 150, 160. That should be a higher spread. It should be probably about 32 points ish.
Are you hitting a little bit of a skid late in the season, Shane?
Certainly seems so, man. Bad time to for the team to falter, but all the guys are there. It's a combination of me not playing the right player, so it's a lot on me as well. Making some decisions that are not proper, and also having some faith in some guys that I feel like should show up. Saquon Barkley putting up 5.6 points this week against the New England defense. Inexcusable in my mind, even though they don't have much on offense outside of that, but. I need to be better about that. I can't just put names in places. I need to look at what they've done and be better about that moving forward, especially if I have a chance to actually beat Tim this week and Jeff the week after. So,
yeah. Okay. I think Tim's still firmly in the lead. Is he still in the number one spot in the league as far as records go? Or
Yeah.
Clinched the first week by.
Yep.
Tim, how's it feel? You're on the precipice of your first Well, I mean, I know we're just getting ready to come into the playoffs here, but you're looking strong. How are you feeling about the season so far?
I like the season has played out very favorable for me, but what I'm worried about is that my team might have peaked. Players like Puka Nacua, who I was relying on early in the season, plateaued. Tyreek Hill, even though he's still performing very well, plateaued a little bit. Dak Prescott, he has been playing lights out lately. He's been a sparkle on my team, so that helps tremendously.
Yeah, that's only going to get better with him. His schedule is tremendous through the rest of the season.
Tony Pollard, same position with the schedule, but his play this year has been subpar. He scored a touchdown this past week, which helped.
I wouldn't even say subpar. He's been, I have him in another league, and he has been bad. Yes. Yeah. Outside the last 2 weeks in the first, I think week one, terrible.
Camaro's been very serviceable, solid, about 12 points, I'd say at least, maybe a little bit more a week, reliable. But I just worry that they've that they're going to start coming down because they've been playing so well all year, you know. So I don't know. I find a way to fuck it up one way or another. I lost the championship last year. I should have beat Shane. I lost it on a coaching decision. Last minute played Tyler Higbee over Darren Waller, and I lost by the differential points between him and Waller. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sticks with you in your gut. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's just,
oh yeah.
And the thing is,
anybody nipping at your heels, Tim, right now? Anybody on the come up that you think might?
Oh yeah, there's half the league. I mean, there's a lot of very good teams. Close, yeah.
Second place.
Shane's team's very dangerous. Jeff's team's very dangerous. Bryce, Mike, Zach, who am I missing? Vince's team's pretty good.
Matt's
team. Yeah, what the hell, Matt? Where the hell did that come from? I would
say in terms of the way things feel, like you can look at numbers and stuff and say my team is powerful, but the last 2 weeks, the way things feel, just feeling-wise, my team doesn't feel as much of a threat as it did 2 weeks ago to your team or Mike's or even Bryce's. Jess fell off a little bit after last week. Matt, you have on an upswing. My brother, you have on an upswing. I feel like his team has shown up the last couple weeks here, putting up bigger numbers. So the way things feel are a little different now than they were a couple weeks ago. But if you're looking at numbers, of course, it's different.
Honestly, you know, looking over the scores this week as a total, everyone had pretty decent scores. There was no one at all that had like a super bad game that only scored like 60, 70 points. The lowest two were Vince at 90 and Jeff at 92, which that's a pretty solid performance by, you know, the NFL players as a whole to have this kind of point production.
Yeah, we only had – that was the only two teams last week that were under 100.
Well, it's interesting to watch things as they heat up. So are you officially in the playoffs or not yet?
2 weeks.
Tim is.
Well, yeah.
Tim is, yeah. We're not in the playoffs as the league, but Tim is locked into the playoff now, yes.
Gotcha. Two more weeks. Okay.
Me, Remy, Jimmy and Wayne are officially in the duty bowl.
Yeah.
Duty bowl.
play the fart real quick, Jay.
See if it wants to work.
Well, I was playing for mine.
I heard that is one thing I heard from the cast earlier. You were talking about it.
And it's just not work. Like.
Here we go. I got a jack.
Boo!
There's the boo.
when I was listening to the stream earlier, I couldn't tell if one, because sometimes you guys like fart into the mic and shit randomly.
That's Jay. So it's always if, Jason.
I couldn't tell if it was real or fake. I was like, oh my god,
this my head. But, we don't even need a soundtrack.
Is that your headphone, Jay?
Yeah, it's when I move my mic up and down.
It happens at like certain times where it would be reasonable for you to feel that way. Yeah. At least when I've been listening. So I'm like, this fucking guy, every time I'm listening, like,
I always thought it was a fart. I always thought it was a fart.
He was just being a fucker.
I know things are dragging along a little bit, but I did want to ask before we move on to trash the commish. We're in week 13 now, and I'm going to throw a question at you guys real quick here, since you guys are always asking the questions. Looking back, we're 13 weeks into the season, maybe more than that podcast that you have recorded. How does it feel looking back on the track record you guys have so far, the episodes you've recorded? Do you go back and watch them often? And how do you guys feel about it in general? Jesus Christ, not everybody at once.
I'll go back and listen to segments that we've done. The Howie Felterbush episode 9 at 1 hour and shit, it's been a while. 7 minutes, I think, into the episode, or 1 hour, 9 minutes into the episode. Howie Felterbush makes his appearance. That's, I think that's one of the ones that I go back to the most. But yeah, I'll just go back a couple of times here and there and just laugh at. I know that there was a couple of things in episode four that made me chuckle a little bit, so I went back and listened to those not long ago. But yeah, just pieces like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, over the past 17 weeks, we've made a lot of progress. It's been a lot of fun. I look forward to Wednesday evenings and recording these, and then Thursday mornings listening to them. Sunday, the live Sunday ones are probably some of my favorite things. They're so much fun. Yeah. I mean, our last one, what, spanned 4.5 hours. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was longer than the draft.
We do have some stuff that we're planning on coming out with too, another more specials. We've been kind of discussing that we haven't really fully ironed out the details yet, but there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're doing okay. I've gone back and listened to all of them at least twice, but like there's not specific ones that I've gone back to for any reason, but I've gone back and just to listen to like more of an analytical purpose, like just to see like what we were doing then, how it was functioning, how well we were doing, you know, where we were at basically.
Gotcha. Is it, I don't know if any of you guys track the views. What's the viewership been like on the episodes? Is there any analytics from that?
Yeah. Let me pull them up real quick. The episode where I did the Queen song at the end, actually, that one had an outstanding amount of people who went back and listened to it. It was like tripled the amount of listeners all the other episodes were prior to it. Let me see.
I mean, it was impressive.
It was pretty good.
If we had that on video, just, I mean, you can't see Jay, but my face and reaction was just like, just utter disbelief. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I've never felt so many different levels of disbelief at one time over such a small period of time. Cause at first I was like, is this really happening? And like, there's that level of disbelief. Then like 15 seconds in, you're like, oh my God, he was going in on this. Then you get 60 seconds and you're like, he did the whole song? Yeah, she's still going. You hit that level of disbelief and you're just like, what in the hell is happening right now? I was laughing, crying in the corner.
It was episode 14, so we've released two episodes since. That has 53 plays on it. Well, okay, that has 53 unique plays. So that's like each of us or whatever. If you
across the devices and apps and people.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
So that has 53. Now I don't have the exact number of clicks that each one has. Very easily I can go to Spotify and figure out how many people have listened on Spotify to that one, how many people have listened on iTunes, and I'm having issues with iHeart, which I'm not going to get into right now, but I could go find each individual one. Yeah, there's a lot of issues with that one.
Okay.
Okay, well, now,
I'd let, episode you know, 14. You know, Spotify does the, go ahead, Tim.
Has
ahead,
Tim. Had 53, and last week's episode is only at 26. Now, that 53, I will say, they came through. All 53 of those pretty much came through in the first, I want to say almost full week. Not quite a full week, but we were up to about 50, about 4 or 5 days in, which is, like I said, 3 or 4 times higher than what they usually are at that point. They will steadily grow. Like for instance, our first episode is at 72 clicks. Episode nice. 2 is at 63. It's a steady grow after a certain time where it's just like one click every week, then every other week, then every 3 weeks, something like that. It's going to slow down and get to a point where it's like that. But for the fact that this one right here, episode 14, has more than twice the clicks that last episode had, like that just kind of shows you right there how many more, you know what I mean?
How many clicks was it?
Episode 14 with the Queen song was at 53. Last week's episode is at 26.
Okay, that's right. Okay, gotcha. Well, then let me segue that with if anybody out there is listening, and you love the podcast and you listen to it, if you haven't, go on whatever app you listen to it on and like the podcast, give it a 5-star rating if you can, leave a review, because all that shit goes towards other people seeing it. It makes the algorithm pump it up to new listeners. So if you're listening to this shit right now, I'm talking to you, Jimmy. Because I know you're sitting there, well, your schedule's all worked out for the day. You don't have 5 seconds to do something different. Get on your phone, leave a review, and like the podcast. We want to see 5-star reviews, at least from everybody in the league. There better be that many on there right now. So,
not close.
Not. Are you serious?
No, we got 5-star review.
Oh man,
we got a 5-star.
Oh yeah, review. But not. We don't have 12.
Oh no, I don't know.
That's you guys are slacking out there. You guys are slacking out there.
Not that I care. I'm just saying.
Piece of white piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
All right, Trash the Commission, sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. And Jay, before we get into the trash, last week you challenged our listeners to go over to the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel and watch the latest episode. Do you have any updates on the numbers for those episodes? Did we do our job?
We did see some bumps and some numbers, which is I'm proud of it, and I want to say thank you to anyone who went out there and watched some of those videos, and look forward to some upcoming videos. We got ourselves a tarantula last weekend, so you'll be seeing some tiny little baby tarantula videos soon.
Ooh, okay.
That is horrifying, and I'm going to get on and check it out just because I want to see how scary it is.
You'll have one less viewer from me. That's the worst fucking thing I've ever heard. That's a nightmare. That's terrifying. I won't get over that.
He's honestly, it's only about the size of a dime right now, real tiny.
I do want to thank you, Kamish. I got up this morning, thought of you, and remembered, son of a bitch, it's trash day. So I was able to get my garbage out in time. So thank you very much for that. Anybody want to kick off Trash the Commish?
So I'll just kick in here, and pretty much all of my Trash the Commish segments relied on some soundboards drops that I had planned, and my soundboard is not working properly, so I'm gonna go ahead and save those for next week. And Kamish, say you got off lucky this week.
I like it. You don't I'll want to listen, he doesn't have all of his missiles in a line right now. He's gonna save them, make sure that they're ready to go full firepower next week, and he's gonna deliver some blows, and I'm looking forward to it. I love it, Jay.
So by the time we get to next week's episodes, me personally, I'll be firing blanks. But when I come for you, Shane, they're going to be full force.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
I don't get it.
I'm getting snipped Tuesday. Firing blanks.
Oh, shit. Really, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Now man. I get it, Jay. Sorry.
Jay, I'm sorry. You just threw me like sideways there. Can you talk about that for a second? You're getting snipped on Tuesday. So what are they gonna do? Shane told a horror story. A fucking horror story. Justin.
He's going into it. Why would you go into this?
See, I knew
it. Fuck, I'm sorry.
I knew it.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, guy.
I knew it.
But I don't think Shane, I talked to other people that got it, and I think yours was like a weird thing.
His doctor
because that
his doctor was like, guys, let's make a funny YouTube video before we start this, dude. Let's go.
Hey.
Listen, Jay, if it makes you feel better, my boy Johnny just got one, and he was like, dude, I fucking went in there. I was in and out in like 35 minutes. He was like, the easiest thing I've ever done. Described it as a breeze. And he's not the only one I've talked to that said that. But they took Shane on a fucking evil carnival ride for his butthole or something. When he got his.
I mean, that would actually be a pleasant surprise for me, but I guess we'll kind of wait and see what happens. They told me they were just going to chop everything off.
That would have been easier, honestly.
Well, I'm sorry I had poor bedside manner there, Jay. I wish you the best of luck on Tuesday. It's going to go smooth. You're not going to have any problems. I just, you know, Shane kind of made me apprehensive about doing it, honestly. So.
Listen, maybe I went to some back alley fucker. I don't know. We paid good money for it, so that would be shitty. But
we don't even have to trash the commission tonight. That doctor had his fingers three knuckles deep in your butthole and was telling jokes to you right there, you said.
He did have to go up inside of me and retrieve my nuts and pull them down physically. Oh,
okay, well, I will say.
He didn't go through my butthole. It wasn't my butthole.
They did do like an exam when I was there last week, and they said they could feel what they needed to feel, so hopefully that's good signs.
Yeah, was it a doctor?
Said to me. Yeah.
Was it a real doctor who did the exam, Jay? Or was it someone who looked kind of like me?
He's a fucking specialist.
Dude, you guys know Shane reached out to me the other day. We were talking about old times, and he was like, "Yeah, losing my virginity was a lot like my football games. I was beat up and bloody at the end, but at least my dad came." He said that to me. No lie.
Jesus Christ.
That's what he said. And he also, he was divulging some facts to me. He said, what's the hardest part? He asked me, like, I knew. I don't know. He said, what's the hardest part of a vegetable for the commish to eat? And I said, what commish, the stem? He said, no, the wheelchair.
Oh my God.
And lastly, he's, he was kind of mourning a little bit. He was kind of sad, and he called me the other day, the commish did. He said, unfortunately, my dad died on 9/11. Or I'm sorry. That was the last joke. He said, unfortunately, my uncle died on 9/11. Sorry, Shane. I didn't mean to mess that up. My uncle died on 9/11, he said. I thought about him every day since. He was the best goddamn pilot in the Middle East.
Piece of white trash.
Holy fuck, man.
Jesus, that's all I got, Christ. Tim. That's all I got.
Thank God.
All right, this one's from Becky from third grade, 1998. I know you are, but what am I? Excuse me.
I'm laughing. I guess okay. It works.
Somewhere. Somehow. Maybe not in Ohio. Maybe not in Florida. Maybe not in Indiana, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Perhaps not in Georgia, Mississippi, or Louisiana. Might not even be Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, Idaho, North Dakota, or Alabama. But somewhere. Somewhere. Some town, some city, some village. Someone is missing their idiot. Someone is missing their village idiot. All right, and this one is from Mr. Sandman from Fairy Tales. He says, "Commish, may both sides of your pillow be uncomfortably warm tonight."
Ooh. Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Almost as if somebody was using those pillows for about an hour, and then all of a sudden the commish ready to go to bed. Commish goes, "Where's my pillows at?" And then he tosses them over those pillows, and they're nice and warm from his body warm.
On face.
I actually kind of like that feeling when you get into the bed after somebody's been laying there and it's nice and warm. No. Isn't that good?
The fuck?
You
know what
I
mean?
No, I hate it.
You're twisted.
There's not that. Dude, when you first get under the covers, it's cold. You know?
That's what I like.
It's like a warm toilet seat.
Toilet seat, like exactly. Thank you.
Dude,
oh my
grossly
God.
Enough, grossly enough, I like kind of enjoy too. That. I kind of enjoy that. When I go to Planet Fitness and it's cold as fuck, especially like this morning. I'm just getting over being sick. It's cold as fuck, right?
I was thinking about whom. You're talking about public?
Listen.
I can't listen.
Just hear me out, all right? Just hear me out. You come in, okay, so you're walking in from your car, you got shorts on, right? That cold air, getting up your thighs, getting up your cheeks. Your skin is cold when you come in there, you got goosebumps. You go straight to the locker room, you drop your bag off, you go into piss, but then all of a sudden you're like, shit, I just drank a coffee, I have to dump. You go in, you're still cold, you pull those cold pants down, your dick's all shriveled, you sit down on the toilet seat, and you just feel that warm embrace. Like it was the guy before you just saying, I got you, bro. It's like a spot almost. It's like they're spotting you almost.
Oh my God, dude. It's been a wild, nasty ride I never wanted to be on. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, guys, thanks for having me. Great to join you for another episode of the Prime League podcast here. And you guys have a great evening, okay?
All right. Thanks, dude.
Thanks for joining us, Humpy.
Later, Mush. Later, Tim.
Captain Mush.
Later,
guy.
Later, Mush.
Oh, Mush. I thought he said Bush.
No, I said later, Mush. I'm shook.
Piece
dude.
Of white trash.
What's that?
Man, I don't even like sitting on my own toilet after, like, if I have diarrhea or something and I have to go multiple times.
For me, I'm just grossed out.
And that's my own butt.
Got every Tom, Dick, and Harry in fucking Westchester, Ohio sitting on this toilet seat. He's like, oh, let me snuggle in.
I think the only time Planet Fitness has ever been mentioned in this podcast, it has been mentioned twice today. It's the only time I think it's ever been mentioned. Jay mentioned it earlier when he was talking about Pat Fryermuth, one of his nicknames.
Planet Fitness. Old Planet Fitness. Old Patty F.
Master P, dude. I love it.
Oh, the Swami. Remember, you can always get in contact with the show by giving us a call at 740-346-5607. We are on the socials. Kamish, can you pass out that information?
Yeah, on Twitter and X, @PrimeLeaguePod.
Simple. Easy to remember, just how we like it.
Listen, just how we need it.
All right, let me count my receipts real quick. Listen, I got two receipts over here that I'm not sure about where they came
from. Let me count my receipts. Did you do that, the dates on them?
I have either five or six right here. I have six in my hand. I'm not sure.
You have five in your hand.
No, I got it.
Oh, did you? Caught it. I heard a drop. A nice catch.
So there's six here. I think five are from recent, but yeah. Recent. All right, don't forget, NFL kicks off, week 13 tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Thursday night with the Dallas Cowboys welcome the Seattle Seahawks. Don't forget to set your lineups. I have two or three guys in my lineup that I need to get in. Make sure they're in. They're already in. What am I doing? We're good to go. I don't think I've changed my lineup in 3 weeks. So I might have moved my flex position, but that's about it.
I don't know if that's a sign of a good team or a terrible commish, but we'll see what happens.
Anyone want to cap the show off?
I did want to say I'm going to this is only for league participants. I'm going to be sending out some things we need to debate this week moving into our first dynasty next year. So that's going to be coming across our league chat. So just keep your eyes open for that. And participate, please. You know, obviously it's a majority rule, so the more that you overview that participate, the better. I usually aim for at least 7 to make a vote, so if we can get all 12, that'd be even better. So just keep your eyes open.
Can we get any insight on what some of those things are going to be? I have a feeling I know what at least 2 of them are.
Yeah, we can actually go over that. Give me 1 second here to pull up the list, the running list for the podcast I have here.
I feel that, well, when I say 2 of them, it's the same thing. It's defense and kickers are gone.
We already cleared that, but If you guys want me to bring that back up, no, I will.
Cool with it. I'm cool with it, I guess.
Okay.
I know Jeff wants rid of it.
We cleared the $0 bids, the no kickers, no defense, and the additional flex.
Whip Jeff's ass.
Is Jeff really against it? Jeff wants to keep kickers and defenses?
No, I went over. I went over how bad of an ass whooping Jeff received over two games because of my defense.
Because the defense, I got you. Okay, okay. I know if he'd actually reach out to you about that. I want to set the final roster spotage, which as it's set right now, 25 normal roster spots. The four rookie/taxi spots, so that's our rookie draft, and then four IR spots, so moving up to four IRs. So I want to set that in stone. I wanted to bring up the how we want to set the draft order. Do we want to do it based off of record, or do we want to do it based off of points four? And the only reason I want to bring that up is because record is fine, but points four is a little bit more true because it leads to your best overall team. And when we're doing dynasty, that's what we want to look for. You know what I mean? In terms of draft order, because we want to be fair for everybody, right? We want the worst team to have the best opportunity the next year, right? Isn't that the whole point?
Yep.
So that's what I want to bring that up. And then also, do we want to instill a no tanking policy? Because that's important. Do we, you know, I mean, we want to have it in writing before something happens, you know, or at least discuss it before something happens 3 years down the road. We end up in a terrible situation where someone's sitting all their stars and playing nobody just because they want, you know, the number one pick, regardless of who it may be that the next year. So that's something I want to bring up. And then also a potential three strike system for not setting your lineup properly.
Bryce.
So one being a warning, two being lose so many points for that game that week, three being you lose that game entirely. Yes, those are just ideas. We could discuss this, of course, but
that one in particular, I think that's that all I have right now. That one in particular, I think I've messaged you every year about, like, yo.
A lot of people have.
If it comes to this,
I mean, there's a.
Yeah, if it comes to this point, and I'm winning. Issues. And I'm winning Monday night. My defense plays Monday night. I'm only up by 3 or 4 points. If you have the opportunity.
Can I sit
them? Yeah. The defense, you know what I mean? Take a zero instead of a minus five and lose the game. So.
Yeah.
I like it. The three strike policy, a verbal strike, a written strike, and a fuck you strike.
Yeah, the last one, you lose the whole game. And then if we have to go beyond that, there we don't have to talk about it. We're going to have to find somebody else to take your spot next year.
We're going to have to let you go. You've been great. Yeah. We appreciate your hard work, but we're going to have to move in different directions.
And so be on the lookout this week. Between now and probably this time next week, I'll have some stuff sent out that we can get some conversations going and maybe some votes going and set stuff in stone.
I dig it. I dig it.
So just here looking at the records, a small point. I'm 0-6 at home and 4-2 on the road. Interesting.
I wonder how they determine that.
I don't know.
Because it switches whenever you randomize the schedule.
But man,
so I guess it's just pick, I guess.
I give my fans nothing, just a bunch of losses.
You're a road team. You're the exact opposite of Jared Goff.
All right, I want to thank everyone who tuned in, took the time out of their evening, their Wednesday evening, to check out the Prime League Podcast episode, 17 now tonight? Episode, 17 of the Prime League Podcast. As we wrap it up, this episode will be available wherever you download podcasts. Thursday morning, 6 o'clock, it's the Prime League Podcast. Thanks for joining us.